Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's 902-1ONG. With Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Welcome back. This is a new episode, and we have the amazing Nicole Tom, who played Sue Scanlon. Obviously, so well known for so many things, especially The Nanny. But we have so many questions for her because we want to find out, was there supposed to be another 90210 spinoff? And she was going to star in it. So we want to see.
Sue played the younger sister of Scott Scanlon, and she was on the show for 4 episodes. Let's have a little chat with Nicole Tom.
Hello!
There you are. Hi.
So good to see you.
Oh my gosh, I hate these like Zoom things. I'm so bad at it.
No, you're here. That's all that matters. Look how beautiful you are.
Oh, thank you. You guys look great too.
Oh my gosh.
Our little baby Sue is all grown up, you guys.
We have so many questions for you.
Oh my gosh. First of all, it's just so weird because I saw that we were going to be talking to you today and I got so excited because we have like some weird, you know, deeper family history because your brother David played my brother on like my very first acting job.
Yeah.
Brand new life.
I was so excited when I got 90210, or like I felt like I was connected to you because of that.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
How's family? How's your brother and your sister and your mom, the whole everybody?
Good. You know, it's been hard the past couple of years.
Yeah.
my mom is there's a lot going on. but all in all, they're doing well. My sister's directing. She's directing Dynasty now.
Good for her.
Oh my gosh. Tell Heather hi.
but yeah, just
I want to know, like, take it from the beginning. How did you get into acting? Because you have a family full of actors.
Yeah. Gosh.
And you all started out super young.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's sort of a long story. My mom was a casting director. She wasn't a casting director. She worked at an agency in Washington. And she always wanted to be an actress. Hmm. She kind of forced it on us. No, she didn't. I always liked to, play make believe, and I was kind of a awkward child, perm and braces and stuff, and never really. I never booked a commercial, but my brother and my sister worked a lot, and so we'd always come down for pilot season. And one year we just came down for pilot season and never went home.
The rest is history.
Yeah. Got into acting class. Actually, I saw in the episode that I watched, my first episode on 90210. There was a girl from my acting class that I was in, like Jenny Kwan. She was in the episode.
You were just so damn cute.
I know.
You were so adorable in this episode. I really appreciated you as like the sweet young innocent Sue. Mm-hmm. Over the
girl by day,
yeah.
Good girl by night.
That yeah. must have been fun, though. It must have been really fun to play sort of two sides of that character.
Yeah, oh, it was so much fun. I remember when I auditioned for it, I got all dressed up. My sister did my hair and makeup because, I mean, the show 90210, it was huge, like when I was on it, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I have this audition. And I wanted to do like a really good job, but they had me come back in because I went in really sweet, mm-hmm. Beginning. And then they're like, well, can she be like, you know, sort of a, you know, the bad girl. So they wanted me to come back in, being the bad girl. And so I had my sister do my hair and makeup and dress me. And I actually took pictures before my audition. I'll send them to you guys.
You have them?
Oh my gosh, we would love to see that.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh my gosh.
Show us.
A black tank top with a like a cross, you know, that was really like bad, but like a big one with glitter that I put on it. I don't know. When I got the part, I was just like, oh my gosh, I was so nervous.
Wait, so was this before Beethoven, or was how did that work? What came first?
Beethoven was my very first job. I looked it up. It was 92. It was pretty much like right after Beethoven first. I was 13.
Oh my gosh.
I was 13 years old.
I always loved Beethoven, and now my kids watch it, and it still holds up.
It's a classic, you know.
We wanted to ask you, we've talked about this on the show a couple of times, that there was a rumor that going to be a spinoff of sort of like the younger crew of kids, like your character and Dana Barron's character, who was also in this episode, Nikki. Did you know that that was like in the
I heard burner? Something like that. But I didn't know if I was one of the people. I think I might have been, but I did hear that there was maybe going to be like a little like a spinoff. That would have been fantastic.
So when you initially auditioned, did they say how many episodes this character would be in?
No,
we're just trying to put the pieces together if there was more. Like, we were so curious.
I don't think so, but I know that I always thought I was in 5 episodes, but I guess when I looked it up on IMDb, I was only in 4.
Well, we're going to be rewatching them all back. So you could be right. IMDb has definitely had wrong info before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I always thought it was 5, but I can't remember. I mean,
you were so young. What was it? What was like your, do you have like a favorite memory of your time on set, or who did you hang out with the most? We want to know, because
super fans. I was really like, I was so nervous to meet all of the guys, cause I just thought all of them were so cute. I remember, my very first, scene, that the scene that we shot was the one, with the little plaid dress with the
ruffles
and stuff in the bathroom where I'm smoking and stuff. I'm like, just taking a puff.
Wait, first of all, with the smoking, you look like you'd never smoked a cigarette before. Was that the first time you've ever smoked? I mean, hopefully you're 13.
Yes, that was, yes. No, I started smoking when I was 9. Yeah.
But it was so like, I felt so weird watching you smoke, because you're just such a little young, sweet thing. And it just felt so weird.
Me too. And the way I was just like blowing it out. Like, but I think it kind of worked for the character, because I mean,
for sure,
she was just, you know, going through a lot and probably didn't really smoke, but thought that that was like, you know, the bad thing to do.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
The rebellion.
Yeah. You had some really tough topics that we've been talking about it. I don't really know what's going to happen, because I don't remember and I have never watched the show back. So I'm not sure what happens with your character, but I think it gets a little crazy with, it's my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Don't tell her.
She doesn't know.
Oh, I won't tell. yes, she, you know, she's Sue Scanlon. So Scott Scanlon's younger sister. So just with that is
the tragedy of his death, right? That probably changed a lot for her.
Sure.
It was like a lot of like, a lot of heavy subject matter though that you had to deal with at such a young age. Like, how did you manage all that?
When I was a little girl, like I used to like to play make believe a lot, but I would always like take it to the like really dramatic point. Like, like I don't know why. My childhood was a little it wasn't the easiest, so I had a lot of things to draw from. Mm-hmm. I guess my early years. I really loved going into a different person, and I guess I could kind of relate to Sue in that way, that I could, you know, sort of pretend to be somebody that wasn't, you know, or to sort of escape my reality.
Is your mom still in the business?
No. My mom had a stroke like a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, but she's doing okay. Mm-hmm. But no, she took acting classes and stuff, but she never, she worked as an agent, for a little while, like an assistant, mm-hmm. but, she kind of grew up in a time that,
you know, you had to be something, you know, she had to be a teacher. So she, I guess she, like her parents wanted her to be a, like that's just what she had to do, you know? Mm. So she always wanted to be in the acting world. And I guess she may have sort of lived vicariously through us kids, but she wasn't like a huge stage mom either, though. Mm-hmm. You know, she's wonderful. I love my mom.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin, and their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals because now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
It's interesting, you know, like, because you were so young. We were so young when we were making the show. You were so young when you're making the show. You watched it back. You watched back your first episode. Like, what, how did you feel? Like, what, because sometimes when we watch it back, it's such an odd, like, separation, you know. Yeah. You don't know who that person is that you're watching on screen.
Like, oh well, gosh, you knew the show was hugely famous when you were on, but yeah. You were 13, right? So. Yeah. Had you ever even saw it? I mean, it was for a little bit older.
Oh, yeah.
You had.
Yeah. I was, sorry, fruit fly. I mean, all of the kids at my school, I was in junior high, you know, so it was, I think I was in junior high, 13. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like seventh or eighth grade. Yeah.
I mean, because it was 92. Right?
Yeah. Did
your 93, then I was 14.
Were your friends freaking out that you were on the show?
I mean, yes, everybody was, I was so happy. I think I ran around the block, like screaming. I was so excited.
And like, you went back to school though, like while you were filming it, what was that? How did you manage like being in the spotlight kind of, and then going back and being a normal girl?
Sometimes kids can be, you know, like they don't want to be too nice to you because they don't want you to think that they like you just because you're, you know, on a show. So they'll be mean to you instead. But I didn't, you know, because then I got the nanny like pretty much like right after, like when I was 14. So I went back to school like for, and I have a twin brother, David, you know, so he was in school a lot more than I was. I was, you know, set schooled. But going back and dealing with the kids, it's like I had to make the friends all over again. You know, like I would go away for 3 weeks, then come back to normal, like public school. And I actually went to school with, was Hillary Swank? She was on 90210, right? Mm-hmm. She lived with my family when we first, when she first came down to.
Oh, really? She and her mom lived with you?
Yeah. No, not her mom. Just her.
Okay.
She came down, and stayed in our apartment. Like after this, I was put in acting class for like 3 years before I even had an audition.
Who was your acting teacher?
Diane Harden and Nora Eckstein, the Young Actors Space. Love them. Do you know them?
Mm-hmm. I remember the names.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever studied with Diane Harden, but isn't she the mom of, what's her daughter's? Melora, yes.
Oh,
hugely
wow.
Successful also. Good company.
Yeah. Well, it was like the place to be if you were a kid in the 90s, like for that. Sure.
So right when people would have been like recognizing you as 90210 was airing and recognizing you on the streets as being Sue Scanlon, you got the nanny, which became a huge uber success. So was it like, I'm sure they stopped, like 90210 didn't go on. You were just Maggie.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes our people are like, oh my gosh, that was you. I didn't even realize that. I've been recognized for, I get recognized for 90210, still.
Really?
This day. Yeah.
And oh my gosh. Because you look exactly the same. You were such a young little nugget, and now, like, you look complete. You look the same, cutie pie.
Thank you.
Am I wrong to say that Unwed Father was with Brian Austin Green? Oh my God, sorry. Nicole had like a movie of the week. A
TV movie. Whoa.
With your man.
Was he your father
or no?
He was the baby daddy.
Yeah, he was.
Was he your father?
We had a one night stand and I got pregnant. I remember when we shot that scene on the boat. The director was like, okay, you're going to take his shirt off and then you're going to, you know, go for his pants. It's like choreographing the makeout scene. Is this hard for you, Tori?
It's okay. I'm a big girl. I like you so much that it's okay.
She was so sweet. She's so considerate of your feelings.
That
about
was so nice. No one's, oh my God. No. It's like, you just know. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It was an acting job.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't real.
I get it.
Yeah.
That was after 90210. So you were reunited with Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So you were choreographing, taking off his pants.
She wants to hear more about the pants and the shirt. Yeah.
Sure do.
Take off the button and then go for his undershirt and then go for the pants and stuff as you're making out. And so I was like, okay. And then he's like, and he'll, you know, take your blouse shoulder off and then we'll cut. I was like, okay, fine. And so we're making out and I get the shirt off and then I'm going for his undershirt and I'm like, it's not coming out. Like the undershirt, like, come out. And then finally he stopped the scene and he's like, ouch, you've got my underwear. And I had given him like wedgie. Like,
oh my God.
His underwear was like all the way up to his.
What was he wearing? A bodysuit? Like, how do you?
He had some big boxers on or something.
Okay, Nicole, you just blew our minds. We've retraced this. Now we know the reason that he can't have girls. This all ties back now. That massive wedgie somehow did something to the female sperm and he can only have boys.
How many kids does he have now?
He's to have his fifth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But we were joking, not joking. We were like fascinating that, you know.
How does that happen?
He's had his first son with Vanessa Marcel, who was on our show, then three with Megan Fox, and now with Sharna. He's having his new baby, all boys.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
Wait. So what happened when he stopped the tape? She gave him a wedgie and he was like, ouch, you're hurting me.
He's like, oh, cut. You know, he's like, oh gosh, ow. And then I.
Dramatic.
What? Yeah, he was very dramatic about it. Maybe it hurt. I don't know.
You must have been mortified.
Oh my gosh.
It was.
Love scenes can be dangerous, you guys.
And then you had to go back and be sexy and into it and do it again. Like, that's what sucks sometimes.
Yeah. I think he like put his boxers like down lower, so, or maybe just untucked his whitey, his wife beater or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
From the scene, so I didn't have to like actually pull it out.
I love that. We didn't even like put together the dots with that one. Thank you, Amy, for telling us that.
Yes.
You've been in so many projects though, like series, films. What do you miss, like the sitcom life? Because that is a good life.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It was wonderful. It's like it's so much fun to be in front of a live audience and feel that energy. Like that's my favorite thing to do is theater, and doing a sitcom is kind of like, like that. You have a performance every week and it's really, I miss it.
Well, maybe you'll be back doing that. What do you have going on now?
They should do a reboot of The Nanny.
Oh, I know.
Why have they not? Drescher.
Such a good show.
Now she's the president of SAG, and it's like you hang out with me, you'll become the president of SAG.
Like, wow. Didn't connect those dots either. There you go.
Yeah. You know?
Nicole, Tom, you are fascinating. Wait, has there ever been talk of a reboot of The Nanny? Have you heard the word?
Well, I thought of an idea, but I haven't, you know, I've kind of put it on the back burner and stuff. I don't really
tell us. We won't tell anyone.
Nobody. It's just between us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe someday there. I think that maybe even in a different format, like kind of like a Marvelous Mrs. Maisel type, you know, format, like a 30-minute single camera, like for the reboot. But
just like a heads up, what they did with Fresh Prince. That's what they're.
Not like the dramatic version.
I was just going to say, heads up to you, a little pre-warning. When you change the format and creativity a little too much, the fans just aren't into it. Sometimes, we know that firsthand.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it'd be great, and you should do that, and we're going to help put that out there because we would love to see it.
Okay, well, okay. I didn't really, I mean, you know, it's whatever. Something I was working on, but I don't think I don't know.
Do it.
I'm a stuttering mess sometimes.
You're adorable.
Adorable.
Could watch and listen to you forever. Like, I love that you are still quirky and giggly and adorable and remind me of your 13-year-old self, but a gorgeous woman
now.
You
guys are bringing it out in me. I mean, it's like I'm stepped back into that little girl.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals because now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, on that note, can we play a game with you?
Sure.
We play this game with all of our guest stars. It's called Kiss, Marry, Kick to the Curb. Okay. Now, this does not involve real actors, so you're not hurting our feelings. It's not us. Well, obviously, it's not us because you're going to pick the boys. But or you might not. Whatever you want. Which character would you kiss? Which character would you marry? Which character would you kick to the curb? As you, not as Sue Scanlon.
Oh, as me.
As okay. You, as a viewer.
Oh, gosh.
Well, not kiss Brian Austin Green because he gets mad when you give him wedgies, but
kick him.
No, I would probably kick him to the curb. I'm so sorry.
That made a lasting impression on you.
It really did. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Traumatic.
I would kick him to the curb. Sorry, Brian. I love him, but I would probably kiss. Dylan. No. Yeah, Dylan. And then probably marry Brandon.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Solid answers.
Yeah. Yeah. So handsome.
I'm dying to know what's going on for you now in 2022. Like, what's up? What are you focusing on?
I just booked a movie.
Yay! Congrats.
That I'm going to be shooting in March, which I'm really excited about. It's a really fun character.
Can you tell us anything?
It's a comedy thriller and sort of a murder mystery, too.
Where can we see it? When can we see it?
I don't know. We're going to be filming it. And so then, when it sells, you'll be able to watch it in the theaters.
So it's like awesome. An independent film.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very cool.
It's and then I did this other job last year, which I can't really talk about. But it was the most stress. I can't talk about it yet, but it was the most stressful thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Ooh. Was it a movie, a TV show?
It was a TV show.
Oh, yeah. Now I really want to know.
Know.
That's like burying the lead.
Okay, what do you know when it's coming out?
I don't. They don't have a set date yet.
Okay.
Why was it so stressful?
No.
Why was it so stressful? Was it the content that was stressful or the experience?
The experience, because I had just like, with COVID and everything and being away from people for so long, then suddenly being around people again, and we didn't, have to wear masks when we were working and just like, it was just so, I was so happy to be like back, working with people and around people again but the situation that I was in, it's like nothing I've ever, I can't talk about it.
I love it that there's something this juicy that you can't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
I can talk about it when I can talk about it.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Dying to know.
Same.
Yeah.
You're lovely. You're so talented. And
I wanted
it's really
to
nice to
to see you.
Thanks. I wanted to talk about my outfits.
Oh, please. Please.
We love a good fashion moment. Those, okay. Yeah.
Those outfits were really something.
Did you have say in what they put in you on you, or were you just like, oh, okay?
No, I really didn't. But I've always loved fashion like so much. Like I loved your baseball dress that you had on, Tori.
Thank you.
And that was so cute. But dress. One of the outfits that I really loved of Sue Scanlon's was this little vest.
With the bra under it? With just the bra? No?
Yeah. Yeah. And I told the wardrobe gals, I was like, I love this vest so much. And they're like, well, really, Nicole, if you love it so much, you can have it. And they gave it to me.
You have it?
They gave it to me.
Oh, my gosh.
You are officially the best guest star we have ever had on the podcast. Look at you.
Oh, I love it.
No, isn't it cute?
It's really cute.
It's so cute. Oh my gosh, you have it. I love that so much.
Of course I wouldn't. I would never get rid of it. I mean, it's my Sue Scanlon vest.
Love it. So taking you back to Sue Scanlon right now, back into the episode where Dylan is torn between he's torn between Kelly and Brenda. We have to ask team, and you don't have to say it because Jen's here. Team Kelly or team Brenda?
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is reminding me a lot of now. I don't know if you guys would think this or not, but do you watch Euphoria?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit darker.
Everyone on our Instagram is saying this. Oh my God, Nicole,
really?
I'm so glad. Yes. Okay, give your theory.
What?
Well, it's sort of like, I mean, Rue is like Brenda, you know?
Oh, kind of,
with the cigarettes and stuff. But hers is a little bit, you know, darker, of course. I can't remember the names of the other people, but like Kelly, with Dylan, you know, she's just like the friend that's, you know, cheated on her best friend's boyfriend, you know,
she's like Cassie. So, okay. So it is kind of like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, who's Nate going to choose? Is it going to be Cassie or Maddie? But here we go. You're right. Dylan, Kelly or Brenda. Oh
my gosh. I have to watch Euphoria now.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Yeah, everyone's like team Cassie or team Maddie. Whoa.
But yeah, I think that personally, I think that, I'm so sorry, but I think that Dylan should be with Kelly. I love their connection. But Brenda, you know, like, and Dylan have a great thing going too, but he's being so like, he's, you know, kissing on Brenda right in front of Kelly.
It's not cool.
He knows all along.
It's like psychological torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not being a nice guy.
Like exactly what Nate's doing in front of, with Maddie and Cassie. Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, Amy, everyone's saying like Euphoria, they're like tying it together?
Yes. So all over our Instagram, these comparisons are being drawn. And I'm so happy Nicole brought it up because there's a lot of people that are really seeing these similarities, which is like quite a compliment to 90210 because Euphoria is like the hottest thing around.
I wish we had that makeup though. Oh my God. Their makeup like is like on point. Oh, it's so fun.
They'll be watching all of those episodes back, like like you get like
and being like, I did what now? On camera? Like we have talked about how it is so extreme and racy. Like imagine like on 90210, like we thought what we were doing was pushing the envelope, which it was in terms of the storylines and everything. But having to do those scenes,
I want Jenny to watch Euphoria because I just don't think she can handle it.
I don't think I can either.
We're already a little traumatized, like emotionally. Like imagine what you'd be like now if you had to do those scenes, like literally, like half naked, doing like saying things, like whoa, yeah.
I don't think I can handle it.
It's a lot.
So, Nicole, how do you look so young? Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Aw, thanks.
Like you look that people need to go to our Instagram to see how gorgeous Nicole is. Anyway, aww. I'll let you guys wrap up.
I put, you know, I have a really great moisturizer.
What's it called?
Perfect answer.
Epionce. I love it. Anyway.
Good to know. You look amazing. We love talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on our show. And hopefully we can talk to you again about your big juicy secret about your
We would love to.
What's coming out.
Oh yeah. I would love to be back on, you know, whenever whenever you guys want me.
Oh my gosh. Like loved you back then and everything you did, but like couldn't girl crush on you more right now, honestly.
Aw, thank you, Tori. You were always so sweet to me. Everybody was like really nice to me on that show too.
Well, big love to you.
Yes, we
say
love
hi
you.
To your brother and your sister and best wishes to your mom.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for coming on with us, Nicole. And that's it for this week's episode. We will see you guys later.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.